It's Acts chapter 3, very familiar passage. We appreciate the Lord. And you know the story. Peter and John's going up to the temple at the ninth hour, time of prayer. And they come across a man who's lame from his mother's womb. And God moves on the scene. Amen. I like it when God shows up. Because when He shows up, He usually shows out. Amen. So you know the story. But I want to begin at verse 11 tonight, if God will be our help for just a few minutes. Acts chapter 3 and verse 11. The Bible says, "And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, 'Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified His Son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied Him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let Him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the Just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And His name, through faith in His name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by Him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of y'all. And now, brethren, I want that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before has showed by the mouth of all His prophets, that Christ should suffer, He hath so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And He shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive under the times of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all His holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, In thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first, God, having raised up His Son Jesus, sent Him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities.'" I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought of times of refreshing. Times of refreshing. We're getting ready today in just a few days to go into revival. But I told the fellas down in the prayer room that God's been stirring in my soul. I've been praying that God give us Holy Ghost revival. And Lord, start with me. And I believe if we'll all get a hold of God and say, Lord, I need reviving. I need a stirring. It's not about everybody. If we could just focus on ourselves, praise be to God, I believe something would happen down in our soul. I was reading on this today, and I thought, you know what? That poor old lame man, he was carried up there to the gate. That's called beautiful every day. And they'd carry him up there, and they'd set him down, and he was setting up there in anticipation of getting something. Boy, I tell you what, if God's people come up to the gate in an anticipation, praise God, of getting something. Praise God, you know what? One day in a little while, glory be to God, that something would come.
Amen.
That old fellow sitting there at the gate, and he done asking alms, people going by, alms, and people drop a little something in his cup. Peter and John come along, and he looked up, expecting something of them. Amen.
expecting maybe they'd drop a little something in her in his plate. Peter and John come up, and they got his attention. And Peter, he said, "Hey, look, silver and gold have I none." He said, "But such as I have, amen, glory be to God, give I unto thee." Amen. He said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth." Amen. Praise God. He got his attention. He focused on him a little while, and he said, "Praise God." He said, "Hey, you need a little bit of refreshing. You need a little bit of renewed in your life. Hey, praise God." He said, "You need a little something. Praise God, I'll give you some encouragement." Yep. Amen. Amen. He said, "The name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth." He extended out his right hand. Amen. Yep. Praise be to God. He got that old boy reached up and he got a hold of that. Amen. But I want to say he got a hold of a whole lot more than old Peter's hand. Amen. Hey, he didn't just get a hold of Peter. He got a hold of the one. He put his faith in the one that Peter was talking about. Amen. He reached up. What he did, he reached up and with that right, praise God, the right one, God, he got a hold of the right one. Amen. He got a hold of the Lord Jesus Christ. He put his faith in the Lord. Praise God. The Bible said his at that strength come in 2 or 3 weeks of rehab and all kind of therapy. He got to where he could kind of stand up on a little old walk. No. Praise God, the Bible said that the Lord God Almighty touched him and said, praise God, he leapt up, praise God, and said he went leaping and jumping, praising God. Amen. Hey, can you imagine? He had laid there at that gate called Beautiful all of his life, praise God, born from, lame from his mother's womb. But praise God, today he was lame no more. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was lame one day, couldn't walk. Couldn't walk for Jesus. But praise God, the Holy Ghost of God moved on my heart. I got saved. And I started walking, praise God, in the right way. Amen. I can leap and jump and praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Peter, they got up there, in the temple. And these people was amazed. People saw him leaping and praising God. Don't you think if you'd been laid all your life, amen, been lame all your life, laid there at the gate, somebody had to carry you around everywhere you went? Huh? Everywhere he went, everywhere he wanted to go, somebody had to carry him, had to get him there, had to help him get there. But praise God, they wasn't no more. The Holy Ghost God had reached down, touched his life through the Lord Jesus Christ, and he had perfect soundness. Yeah. Amen. Amen. He got up, leaping, jumping, and praising God. But the amazing thing about it, the Bible says, as they seen this and they were filled with verse 10, wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed, held Peter and John. Now just picture this. He's there crippled, can't get up. Pray God, Peter extends a hand of love down to him. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, he reached and got that hand in faith, believing. Pray God, he'd come out of there. Hey, glory. And the people were wondering and amazed at why he was a-doing what he was a-doing. I will say, praise God, if we'll ever realize, praise God, hey, what we need is a time of refreshing, amen, in the Lord to get us revived, thinking about what God has done for us. We were that same lame man. We were that same cripple in our sin. Praise God, till Jesus come along and he brought us out. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why you can hug the brother's neck and say, praise the Lord, brother, I love you. Amen. Hey, glory to God. Amen. Amen. Jesus saved our soul, made us kindred spirits. Amen. Amen. Brought us up out of there. Amen. They said, what in the world is going on with him? It's that crazy thing. Just a little while ago, he was down there at the gate. Said, now he's jumping up, running around, praising God. Amen. He was wondering how something could got a hold of him so quick. I want to say, praise God, when Jesus passed by, he gets a hold of you right quick. It don't take him 2 or 3 weeks to get your attention. Amen. When the Holy Ghost of God begins to deal with you, praise God, he can get a hold of you right quick. Amen. He can change you from the time you get to a church, praise God, to the time the preacher dismisses, and you go out that door, you can be a new creature in Christ. Amen. That old fella sitting out there by that gate begging for the crumbs and for coins. praise God, couldn't get up, couldn't help himself, couldn't get around to do anything for himself. But praise God, Jesus come by through old Peter and John. Next thing you know, he's up, got sound as a tree. His leg, praise God, was better than mine and yours, glory to God. And he was leaping and jumping and praising God. Amen. People was wondering what's going on. So can you believe this? Hey, what happened? Ain't that old Joe is out there laid by the gate? Ain't that old crippled boy? Said, yeah, that's him. Well, what happened? So praise God, Peter and John come along and they said, such as I have, silver gold have I none, but such as I have, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And praise God, he didn't just say, well, what happened? He didn't rise up and walk. He rise up, jumped up, and went to running and a praising God. Yes. Amen. Why, he's excited. You remember when you was excited about what God done for you? You remember when you was excited? Praise God, we need that. We need that again.
Yes, sir.
We need that time of refreshing, praise God, in our soul. We need to go back and remember when God saved us.
Hallelujah.
What He saved us. Just think about it. Think about where you'd be right now if God hadn't saved you. Huh? Look around you at all the friends. Think about the friends you used to run around with. Some of the people I used to know, they're in the grave. Hey man, they're dead. They died. For all kinds of different things. But mostly from just chasing after the world. Amen. But praise God, God brought me out of that. He saved me for something better than that. Praise, He saved me that I might run and leap and praise God. Amen. Give Him glory. We need that time of refresh. I need that time of refreshing from the Lord. From the presence of the Lord. Now what does that mean? You mean we need to get away from God? No, it means contrary. It means we need to get that refreshing, praise God, from Him. Amen? We need that refreshing that comes from God. We need to receive it unto ourselves so that we can leap and jump and praise God again. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hey, there ain't nothing wrong with saying glory to God. There ain't nothing wrong with saying hallelujah. There ain't nothing wrong with saying, well, praise His name. There ain't nothing wrong with shouting. Amen? Hey, I tell you what, us Baptists, we'll do a lot of pouting. But we don't do much shouting. I wonder why it is. Amen? Hey, we're not leaping and jumping, praising God. Hey, praise God. What we need to do is we need that time of refreshing from the Lord, from the presence of the Lord. Amen? We need that victory in Jesus, praise God. We need our shout back.
Amen.
Take away our pout.
Yes.
Amen? We need to be shouting and praising God again. You say, well, preacher, I'm just waiting on old Brother Rex. If he ever gets up shouting, I'm going to shout. Amen? And you know, but you know what the sad part is? Brother Rex probably said, well, you know, if old Brother Mike get up and shout, praise God, I'm going to shout.
Right,
amen. I'll just fall right behind. But what we got to do? I mean, somebody needs to start it.
Amen.
I tell you what they do. We go over to that little old nursing home. And Miss Charlotte, she wasn't able to come this week. She got an infection in her foot and she's in bed rest. Me and Brother Jeff went hunting for her because she wasn't there. Little old black lady. Amen. And we found her. She was laying there in the bed. We went in there and spoke to her. She said, hey, how you doing? Said, we're doing good. She said, what are you doing? Said, we're getting ready to go have a meeting. She said, when? I said, in about 5 minutes. She said, well, go tell somebody to come get me. Amen. So I went, Brother Jeff stepped out in the hall and talked to the little nurse there and said, no, said we can't take her. Doctor said because of her foot, she's got to have bed rest, got to keep that thing up. So we went in there and told her, boy, it broke her heart. It just devastated her. And she said, well, will you do me a favor? I said, yes, sis, anything. What? She said, would you pray for me? Amen. I said, yes, ma'am. I said, we'll do that right now. I got a hold of her little old weathered hand, praise God, and me and her got a hold of God together. Amen. Glory be to God. And it stirred my soul. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about a time of refreshing from the presence of God. Amen. Come from the throne room down to where we is at. I said, that say this. I get over in that little nursing home, praise God, they're about preaching me to death. You know why? Because they'll hook up with you. Amen. They like it, praise God. They like the Word of God. They like to hear the Word. And praise God. Hey, I don't reckon it bothers when it steps on their toes, praise God. They'll just say, oh me, glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, you had a church full of them little old ladies. They'd kill this little preacher in about a month. Amen. Amen. Praise God. They hook up God. Why? Because they like that refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Amen. That time of refreshing, praise God. We go through there once a month to meet with them, praise God, and they look forward to that. You know what's wrong with us? We're spoiled. Amen. We're spoiled rotten. We're used to this all the time. We take it for granted. Amen. We got a great choir that gets up there and they sing, praise God. Glory be to God. Those hymns, those songs of Zion that bring glory to God, and the Lord just moves upon it. Brother David said a while ago, and just touches on purpose. Gives us those Holy Ghost goosebumps all over. What is that? That's refreshing from the Lord. Amen. Don't ever take that for granted, praise God. Well, what we ought to do every time that we feel that refreshing from the Lord, we ought to throw up a hand. Yeah. Lift up a praise. Hallelujah. Take a lap, praise God. Amen. You know what? If we ain't very careful, we grieve the Holy Ghost of God in the house of God. Amen. When the Holy Ghost of God moves on, stirs our heart, and we don't even give out a holy goat grunt. Oh, did I say goat grunt? That comes from the Lord. I didn't mean to say that. Amen. Hey, praise God. But what we do, we get there, we think, but, praise God. And we're not thinking about what God's wanting to do for us. I mean, He's wanting to deliver us up, praise God, on a platter, a time of refreshing from the presence of the Lord, from the throne of grace. Pour us out a cup full on purpose. We'll sit there like a bump on a log. So Lord, bless me if you can. Amen. Holy Ghost goosebumps are running all over you from top of your head to sole of your feet. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know what you ought to do? You ought to just surprise the Holy Ghost, amen, and just scare the devil to death one day. Just jump up and go, whoa, praise God. Amen. You say, preacher, that'd be out of order. Not if God's in it. Not the Holy Ghost. God's moving on you, praise God. It'd be all right to worship God. He's worthy of our praise. When we have refreshing, praise God, from the Lord, amen, we need to shout and praise His name. Amen. Lift Him up. Glorify Him as good God of glory when He moves upon us. Amen. Gives us that little touch of grace from above. Amen. That new manna from on high. Praise God, just reaches down in the depths of our soul. And it goes... It just takes like a spear of God. And it comes down from the throne of grace, praise God, penetrates through all that stuff, Brother Rick, that we've been a-fighting and worrying and fretting over all week. Praise God, it penetrates right through them, right into the soul of man. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. And we'll sit there like a bump on a log. We ought to be shouting and praising God, praise the Lord, because He touched us again.
Amen.
Amen. David had sinned over there with Bathsheba, and it broke his heart. And he was scared to death. God was going to withdraw his spirit from him. David was scared to death, Brother Billy. He'd never feel the presence of God again. It broke his heart. He said, Lord said, if you'll just bless me again, God, just fill me with your spirit. Praise God. He said, I'll be encouraged, and I'll encourage others. Amen. What did he do? Praise God. God just poured out a bucket full on purpose on old David. I pray God he just blessed the Lord and encouraged folks in the Lord. How do you think we got most of the Psalms? Amen. It was old King David. Praise God. Because he got refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Praise God. And he couldn't help but tell somebody about it. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said we got it because of what Jesus Christ done on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Peter says, hey, you folks is wondering, you're amazed about this. He said, let me just tell you how it happened. He said, that Jesus that you persecuted, you crucified, that same one's one that God rose from the dead. Amen. He got up. He said, you know how I know that? Because I've seen Him. He said, I'm a witness to it. Amen. I've seen Him alive. And praise God. Amen. Amen. After His passion, I've seen Him alive and walking around. I've seen Him, praise God, His magnificent self, still passing out those blessings. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, hey, you wonder how this old boy is up here running and jumping, why he's a-hugging on my neck and why he's a-hugging on old John's neck. It's because God Almighty got a hold of him. Amen. Because he got refreshing, praise God, from the presence of the Lord, and he can't get over it. Amen. He can't help but tell it. He can't help but share it. He can't help but show it. Amen. That's just what he is, praise God. He got a hold of something, praise God, that got a hold of him. Amen. I'm afraid we get, If we ever get a hold of something, it's got a hold of us. We'll get the can't help it too. But I'm afraid if we ain't very careful, we sit back and we grieve the Holy Ghost of God. When it break God, when He's touching our hearts. Amen. We need to start practicing up for glory.
Yeah.
Amen. One day in a little while, praise God, we're going to be in heaven.
Amen.
We're going to be over there where there's going to be some rejoicing going on. There's going to be some praising going on. There's some glory going to be given over there. Praise God, we need to start practicing here. Amen. For when we get over there.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I like it when folks stand up and testify and say, thank God for what He's doing. Amen. Praise the Lord for what God done. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing me through again. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for delivering one more time. Amen. You know what all that is? That's refreshing from the presence of the Lord. And that fresh, a fresh pot of manna, praise God, coming from the throne of grace to me and you. And God just pouring it out in a liberal fashion. If we ain't careful, we'll sit there and we'll let it run off. And so everybody else will be getting it and we'll miss our portion. Amen. Praise God, I told you before, hey, when it starts coming from the throne of grace, praise God, this old boy wants to be under the spout.
Yes,
amen. Oh, praise the Lord, I want to be prayed up and fessed up, praise God, be under our praise. Lord God, where I can get my portion. Amen. When God starts raining down from heaven, I want to be there to get my part. Praise the Lord. But Peter said, this is the one that you've killed. He said, verse 14 said, you've denied the Holy One and the just and desire to murder to be granted to you. He said, you'd rather have an old stinking murderer than the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd say half the people in this world, more than that, praise God, would rather have an old stinking murderer than to have the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I ain't thinking bad about a murderer, praise God. They need to be saved. Brother Bill said, well, go. That Bible says, thou shalt not kill. Amen. We ought to go out of our way not to harm nobody, to kill nobody, amen, or to be the farthest thing from our mind. Amen. Or to love them in. Amen. You take them out, they'll never get in. Amen. But praise God, if we have this desire, if we know that the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He's the way that we get in. But He said, you've killed the Prince of life, whom God hath raised from the dead. Because we know it. We've seen Him. You say, well, preacher, how do we get that close? How do we have that refreshing from the Lord? It's when we realize in faith, praise God, who the Lord is. It takes faith to believe in Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. These people that believe in evolution, all these other crazy things, where do they get that from? There's no faith in it. But praise God, there's faith in the Word of God. It's something that we can believe, praise God. It's something that God tells us, and we know that He don't lie. He said His name through faith in His name hath made this man strong. How do you get strong, praise God? How do you praise the Lord? How do you get your refreshing from the presence of the Lord? Praise God, you believe on Lord Jesus Christ. You put your faith in Him with nothing doubting, praise God, and just say, you know what? Jesus came, He died, praise God, and He died for me. But praise the Lord, He didn't stay dead. Just as sure as He died for me, praise God, Brother Rick, He got up for me.
Amen.
He got up victorious over death in the grave, praise God. He rose on that third and appointed morning, praise God, to walk, Lord God, circumspectly with God. Amen. So that we can too. Amen. So we rise up with Lord Jesus Christ, even as from the grave. Amen. He says through faith in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, believing, putting our faith in Him. Yea, the faith which is by Him hath given Him this perfect soundness in the presence of y'all. How you get perfect soundness? When you put your faith in the Lord. Amen. This thing's just kind of a circular thing. Amen. It starts out with faith, praise God, and when it's all said and done, it comes right back to our faith. Our faith, who we put our faith in, who we put our trust in, who we rely on and trust on and hear too, praise God, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All these others got all these other gods and all these other things, little g gods. Amen. They ain't got nothing. They ain't got no faith. Theirs don't come back around. Amen. It's just a fleeting, passing thing, praise God, and it's gone. But glory be to God, we've got something, Lord Jesus Christ, that'll endure forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said it's through faith in Him. It's given Him perfect soundness. Amen. In other words, they wasn't nothing lacking in Him. All that lack that he had before, praise God, is gone. He has perfect soundness in the Lord. If we ever want to get perfect sound, we'll get it from the Lord. We won't get it from anything else. It takes the Lord Jesus Christ's faith in Him. Amen. That means when things is going good, it's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. When things is going bad, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. When things seem like that life's not that train derailing, seems like when our life's derailing, when it's running off track, it's a faith in the Lord, praise God, that'll put it back. Amen. What does that mean? That means that we don't desert the Lord. We don't turn. Did you see the early news this morning? They said on early news this morning that church attendance all over the nation is down over 8%. It's down 8% since last year. This is just May. Church attendance is down. What does that mean? It means these people are kicking out on God. It means that these people that's quitting on God, they're giving up on God. They're giving up on their faith. They're going after different things. Amen? But he said here, if we're going to have that perfect soundness, amen, in the Lord Jesus Christ, is the only place we can find it. We won't find it nowhere else. You can chase after everything this world's got, and you'll never find perfect soundness in any of it. It's only in the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, preacher, you're preaching to the choir. I know I'm preaching to me and you. Because if we ain't careful, this whole world will make it. Our faith will get weak. That's why we need to stay in this thing, need to stay together to encourage each other. Amen. To keep our faith strong. It's through faith in Him that gives perfect soundness. Amen. He said in verse 18, he said, but those things which God before hath showed by the mouth of all His prophets that Christ should suffer, He hath so fulfilled. He said, we're serving a Savior, praise God. The reason we have faith in Him is because we know, Brother Bill, that He's fulfilled everything that God said and promised that He would fulfill. You know, every verse in this blessed old book, from Genesis to Revelation, that God said Jesus Christ would fulfill, He's fulfilled. And what He hasn't fulfilled, praise God, He will. Amen. There's nothing going to be lacking when the last verse of the Revelation, when the last chapter, last verse is finished, praise God, it'll be fulfilled with every dot, every tittle, praise God, every I dotted, because Jesus Christ will fulfill it. Amen. So what does that mean? That means that He's the author and finisher of our faith, praise God, and when we trust in Him, amen, we can be perfect in Lord Jesus Christ, having that soundness, realizing that He will fulfill His promise to me and you. If you've got loved ones that's wayward, you've got family that's lost. Jesus said, if we just trust in Him, have faith, He'll save them. Amen. He'll bring those that's gone astray. Praise God. He'll bring them back. Amen. What we need to do is just have faith, believe, gather together, pray, seek His face, man, on their behalf. Say, oh God, please bring them back to the fold. Proven fact: children that are raised up in fundamental Bible believing churches, just like this one, they'll tend to stray off. But when they start having children, families of their own, they'll start drifting back. Amen. They'll start finding their way back because they want that soundness that they had when they were here. See, they can't find it out there. There's no soundness. There's no peace. There's no hope. There's no joy. Or they go out there and what they do, the world drags them out and it gives them a little bit of happiness for a while, for a season. But then that blows up in their face and they say, you know what? I was a whole lot happier when I was back up there at Stony Fork. Amen. And so they start drifting back, those little country churches, place where they can get on a foundation, praise God, where they got some hope. Amen. And our hope is in the it's that refreshing from the Lord. That's what we need tonight. We need that refreshing from the Lord. He said, how do you get that? He said, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. He said, man, you know what you got to do? He said, every now and then you just got to just say, Lord, forgive me an old sinner. Lord, just forgive me an old sinner, Lord. And I want to make a clean start with you right now, Lord. I want you to help me. Amen. And I tell you what, whenever you do that with a sincere heart, boy, God will just, He'll clean you up. He'll wipe you up. He'll set your feet upon a solid foundation, praise God. And He'll give you a new start. Amen. And His grace is new every day. Amen. Mercy there, praise God, to just reach down and minister to us and through us, giving us that we need. And He said, because the Lord Jesus Christ and the preaching that we heard. Amen. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ and what He's done for us, what He's already accomplished. We're at the end of this run. We're at the end of this thing. Jesus has accomplished just about all that He said He would. Only thing now, we're looking for that soon appearing as His second coming. Amen. Looking for Him to come again, praise God, and receive us up unto Himself. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's our hope today, praise God. That refreshing from the Lord. When Jesus comes, praise God, and takes us to Himself. And so shall we ever be with Him. Now, boy, what a time of refreshing. Can you imagine? I like it now when the Holy Ghost shows up on purpose and just blesses this little boy on purpose. But praise God, can you imagine what it's going to be like when we're standing in the presence of royalty, of glory? Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, we get to stand before Him and just say, thank you, Lord, for deliverance. Deliverance will come. Amen. He said there's rest for the people of God in the Lord. Are you tired, wore out? Huh? Sometimes you feel like you're tired and wore out. Praise the Lord. Just say, even like old John, just say, even so, Lord, come quickly. Amen. Just say, even, what is that? That's a time of refreshing. Amen. A time of refreshing from the presence of the Lord when He just shows up on purpose. Amen. Just like heaven has received Him up, verse 21, under the times of the restitution of all things. Amen. When everything is restored the way that it ought to be. I'm looking for that time of restoration, ain't you? That time of restitution. Amen. That time of refreshing in the Lord. I don't know about you tonight, but I need refreshing. I need refreshing from the presence of the Lord. I need a Holy Ghost touch. I need a Holy Ghost life. I need a Holy Ghost walk. Amen. I need a Holy Ghost presence, praise God, in my life. Amen. I don't want it to be a sporadic thing. A little here and a little there, praise God. I would to God that God just bless us on purpose. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God be so real in us. Amen. That it'd be something that we couldn't get. I'm talking about refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Amen. That's what I need tonight. What about you? You need some refreshment. Amen. Yeah, it's kind of, praise God, Brother Bill, it's kind of like that little old lemonade stand they used to have on the corner when little old kids used to sell steal their mama's lemonade and sell it on the corner for a nickel a cup. Amen. But boy, I tell you what, if you was mowing a big old yard in a hot sunny day, boy, that little old cup of a lemonade sure would taste good. That'd be refreshment for you. But praise God, I believe one of these days in a little while, Lord God, God's children are going to get a time of refreshing that we ain't ever going to get over. Amen. But praise God, Brother Robert, I don't know about you, but I want a little touch of that now. I need a little time of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. I need God to shower something down on me. Yeah. Giving me that, praise God. Brother Bill, we still got a ways to go. Yeah. There's still a lot of little old young boys and girls, praise God, that's lost and on their way to hell. Amen. We still got to get enough boldness, enough Holy Ghost in, praise God, to go by and encourage somebody else to get in. Amen. We need time of refreshing from the Lord. Amen. Do you need time of refreshing from the Lord? Amen. Praise God. We need it. We all need it. We need that time of refreshing from the Lord. We need Holy Ghost revival. Amen. I hope you're praying God will send us Holy Ghost meeting. I've been praying, Brother Charles, Sunday night will kick it off, and the Holy Ghost God will fall on this place, praise God, and every night you'll get here and you won't want to leave. Amen. It'll be so real, praise God, you say, you know what? I don't want to leave. I like it that way. Amen. I like it, the Lord's house. I like God's people. But boy, I really like it when the Holy Ghost of God shows up, gives that time of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Will you do me a favor? Between now and Sunday, would you help me pray, God, please give us a time of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Amen? Just give us a time of refreshing. Help us, oh God. Do again one more time, God, that you've done in days of old. Amen? Could you pray that with me? Amen? Pray for Brother Charles. Pray for Brother Wilson. Amen? That God just pour out on them. Praise God. Just feed our soul. Amen. I need it. I need a refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Amen. I get the radio on sometimes of a night. I go out there after supper and I turn it on, get up there in that little old shop of working. Some of them old men of God get on there preaching. It's like I got some old CDs and stuff. And I get some old men on there preaching, praise God. And it's a time of refreshing. Amen. I can't get enough of it. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I ain't that crazy about it. I can take it or leave it. Pray God send me your part. Amen. Because I like that refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Time of refreshing. We need it. We need a time of refreshing. I need it. Amen. If you don't want it, pray God to send me yours. Because I need it. Amen.